Page 178. Read. The Fantastic Undersea Life of Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau loved the sea. He spent his whole life exploring it. He wanted to share its beauty with the world. Growing up in France, little Jacques was weak and sick. Doctors encouraged him to swim to build up his strength. He discovered that he loved the water. A friend gave him a pair of goggles so that he could see underwater. Those goggles changed his life forever. Sometimes we are lucky enough to know that our lives have been changed. It happened to me that summer's day when my eyes opened to the world beneath the surface of the sea. Cousteau wanted to stay underwater longer to see even more. The diving suits of his day were heavy and big. They didn't allow much freedom of movement, and an air hose tethered the diver to a boat. Cousteau and his friend Émile Gagnon created a breathing device they called the Aqualung. It was the first machine that would let a diver breathe underwater for a long time. I flew without wings. Now Cousteau was free to explore. A silent world opened up to him. Cousteau bought a boat and turned it into a research lab and film studio. He sailed all over the world. What is a scientist after all? It is a curious man looking through a keyhole, the keyhole of nature, trying to know what's going on. Cousteau explored the freezing waters of Antarctica and found them filled with penguins, humpback whales, and squid. Jacques Cousteau was the world's king of the oceans. He produced 50 books, 2 encyclopedias, and dozens of documentary films. His TV series, The Undersea World of Jacques Cousteau, brought whales, octopuses, otters, and dolphins right into people's living rooms. While exploring off the coast of Australia, Cousteau and his crew saw coral reefs, kelp forests, and sponge gardens. They came face to face with the leafy sea dragon. Cousteau created the Cousteau Society. This group teaches people about ocean life and protecting our seas from pollution. We protect what we love. Jacques Cousteau loved the sea. He shared its beauty with the world so that everyone could love and care for it too.